ABC Radio Australia.
Firstly, the Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Rabuka, has directed that an appeal be lodged against a High Court ruling over the dismissal of the country's anti-corruption commissioner. The move comes after the court in Suva ruled that the Prime Minister lacked the constitutional authority to advise the President to remove Barbara Mulimuli as head of the Fiji Independent Commission against Corruption in June last year. Justice Dane Tungenegere found that power rests with the Judicial Services Commission and rejected the government's arguments around constitutional necessity. Pacific Beat's reporter in Suva, Lide Movono, says the court's ruling is one of considerable political and legal significance.
It is Barbara Mulimuli taking on the Prime Minister and the President, taking on the government, so it's bound to have quite a significant impact, at least in terms of messaging to the population. Legally, this puts back into place a decision that was meant to be made by the Judicial Services Commission. It's kind of like a reminder to the executive arm of government as to where the decision should be coming from in terms of important positions like the head of democratic institutions such as the FICAC. It is, however, also a very expensive decision and the second one over the last 4 to 5 years or so. So there are a lot of angry Fijians asking who will pick up the tab on this one.
So what did the court say about how the Prime Minister got it wrong in removing Barbara Mulimuli in the first place?
The term that he used is ultra-virus, which is basically outside of the law. The court said that the Prime Minister, in his advice to the President in June of 2025 to revoke the appointment of Ms. Barbara Mulimuli to the position of FICAC Commissioner, was wrong in law. He didn't have any provision under the FICAC Act or under the Constitution giving him the authority to do that, because according to Judge Dan Tuingere, it is only the Judicial Services Commission that has the authority to hire and fire. So with Justice Tuingere stepping in to say that, the Prime Minister, the ball is in his court, although we know also that once the Judicial Services Commission sits, the ball would also be in their court.
As things stand, there have been strong reactions, unsurprisingly, from Barbara Mulimuli herself and also from her lawyer, Tanya Wanganeeka. We can hear from both of them now.
For those of you who prayed and all of that, thank you so very, very much. I'm very grateful. To those of you who hate me, thank you. You kept us fighting and we've been vindicated.
Judicial Services Commission is the rightful body to recommend the appointment and the removal of the Commissioner of FICAC to the President and not the Prime Minister. I've said it from day one, rule of law. No one is above the rule of law.
That's Tanya Wanganeeka, who is the lawyer acting for Barbara Mulimuli. Now, the Prime Minister, despite this ruling, clearly isn't going to give up without a fight. He's announced that there's going to be an appeal.
The written judgment hadn't even been sent around to all of the parties involved in the case when the Prime Minister put out that statement. So it might be prudent to wait for any developments over the coming day or two. Because another thing is, once Justice Tuingerengere had ruled that the decision was unlawful, he had said that he would later announce other remedies and the decision on whether or not Barbara Mulimuli is reinstated and also the question of compensation. So everyone was waiting on that. But as it stands, the Prime Minister has directed that an appeal be filed immediately. So we can see the Solicitor General's office coming up with a statement maybe in the next 24 hours as well.
What that does is it leaves Barbara Mulimuli's case still very much up in the air, it seems to me. But we talk about whether or not she may be reinstated. But in reality, isn't her position untenable now through no fault of her own? She couldn't be reinstated, could she, and do her job after all this?
It's a very complicated situation now that we find ourselves in, because as it is, the Prime Minister has said on numerous occasions that he no longer had faith in the Judicial Services Commission, which the court has now found found was the only body with actual legal authority to do anything. So it would look as if Barbara Malumalu could not be reinstated to the position, what with a government that doesn't want her there. But I think it needs to be made very clear that this is meant to be a body independent of the government. The FICAC's role is to investigate complaints of corruption of public officers, and which would include the government itself. So it's a bit of a complicated situation, and one that I hope we can talk to constitutional law experts over the next couple of days. But it's also really important to wait to see what the court will say in terms of whether she gets reinstated and whether she's paid damages for reputational harm and loss of income.
And that is Lidia Movono reporting for Pacific Beat on that very complicated legal tussle in Fiji. She was talking to Richard Ewart.